16-year-old Erica is a shining star. The daughter of two prominent professors, she is the vice president of her class with an impeccable grade point average. Her report card is peppered with praise from her teachers about her diligence and what a joy she is to have in class. She volunteers twice a month at a local hospital. At the end of sophomore year, she was voted best smile by her classmates, and her friends will tell you she is the sweetest person they know. Beneath that bright smile, though, things aren't quite as sunny. If you open Erica's journal, you'll read about how she feels like it's her full-time job to be perfect in order to make everyone else happy. You'll learn that she works to the point of exhaustion every night and all weekend to get all A's and please her parents and teachers. Disappointing them is just about the worst thing she can imagine. Once, because of an accidental scheduling mistake, she had to back out of a debate competition at school because it conflicted with the volunteer trip she had committed to go on with her church. She was so hysterical that her teacher was going to hate her that she literally made herself sick. Erica despises volunteering at the hospital. Don't even get her started on emptying bedpans. But sticks with it because her guidance counselor said it would look good on her college applications. Even though she desperately wanted to try out for the cheerleading team because she thought it looked like fun, she didn't. Because her friends told her the jumps were really hard to learn and the last thing she wanted to do was make an idiot of herself. Truth be told, she doesn't really even like most of her friends, who can be mean and catty, but she just quietly goes along with what they say and do because it's too scary to imagine doing otherwise. Like so many girls, Erica is hardwired to please everyone, play it safe, and avoid any hint of failure at all costs. I know this story because today Erica is 42 and a good friend of mine. She is still super sweet, with a dazzling smile, and still a prisoner of her own perfectionism. A successful political consultant with no kids, she works until after midnight most nights to impress her colleagues and over-deliver for her clients. Every time I see her, she looks fabulously put together. She's that friend who always says just the right thing, always sends just the right note or gift, and is always on time. But just like her 16-year-old self, she'll only reveal privately that she still feels strangled by the constant need to please everyone. I asked her recently what she would do if she didn't care what anyone else thought. She immediately ticked off a list of goals and dreams she wished she had the guts to go after, but wouldn't dare. Ranging from telling her biggest client that she disagrees with his strategies, to moving out of the city, and having a child of her own. Our culture has shaped generations of perfect girls like Erica, who grew up to be women afraid to take a chance, afraid of speaking their minds, of making bold choices, of owning and celebrating their achievements, and living the life they want to live without constantly seeking outside approval. In other words, afraid of being brave.